Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for attending. First of all, I would just like to say thank you to Rhiannon. It's such a shame that she can't be here for this evening, because it's her who's been the instigator behind this report. So I'd like to thank her for asking me to document it. It's just been such an honor and a pleasure, really, to be involved in such a fantastic initiative. At the outset, I need to be clear that I myself am the product of receiving free instrumental lessons many years ago now. Without these instrumental lessons, my subsequent career just wouldn't have been possible. Music's provided me with a sense of identity. I'd like to think important social skills. When we make music, they require important social skills. But also, it presents a language which in many ways sort of transcends spoken language. I think it enables us to communicate in a way that normal words just can't do. And on top of that, of course, music has provided me and countless others with so much aesthetic pleasure. So I've got to be upfront and say that I've got a personal vested interest in the development and the implementation of a national music strategy which offers core-funded instrumental lessons for young people in Wales. It's just a really important initiative, in particular for those families who can't afford it, of which my family was one of those, going back all those years back. No one wants an elitist instrumental service. According to the Sutton Trust, 19% of Brit Award winners between 1977 and 2016 went to private school, three times the UK national average. Indeed, 75% of classical-based award winners are deemed to come from private education. And this, I would suggest, is just completely unacceptable. I think something needs to be done about this. When one broadly considers the social, cultural, and economic impacts that music affords Wales, it really does seem such an obvious initiative to develop a strategy that most importantly leads towards core-funded, accessible music tuition for all of our young people. So this scoping report, which you've either got a copy of now or you will get when you leave, is hopefully a step towards that objective. When looking at the history behind the decline in instrumental tuition in Wales, the reasons are complex, and I don't think this is the place to go into those reasons. What I would say is that I have to acknowledge the valid attempts that the Welsh Government have made to negate the ongoing funding cuts coming from Westminster. In particular, the 2015 Task and Finish Group report into music services, which is still being worked out as we speak. I also need to acknowledge the work done by the Culture, Welsh Language and Communications Committee, whose report, Hitting the Right Note, was published only last Thursday. And this report has got so many encouraging recommendations, many of which coincidentally resonate with this report that we're launching tonight. And hopefully this report we're launching tonight will work alongside, it'll stand on the shoulders of these previous initiatives that have taken place. The attention of my report is to provide important background information for the development of a core-funded national music performance strategy for Wales. A strategy which would provide synergy between National Youth Arts Wales, the Welsh Arts Council, and of course the Donaldson Report. A strategy which most importantly cuts across stylistic borders. This is an opportunity to show our international partners how much Wales values the importance of music by ensuring that a core, progressive, instrumental tuition offer is part of the basic right of all of our young people, regardless of affordability or location. It's an opportunity to safeguard not only the nurturing of our future professional musicians and the cultural heritage of Wales, but also to provide access for all children to the widely acknowledged benefits of musical engagement. It's also an opportunity to safeguard the job security and general pay conditions of our music service staff, without whom none of this would be possible. So to conclude, I would once again like to thank Rhiannon, and I've got a few words from Rhiannon in a second, for her ongoing commitment to the cause and for commissioning the report. I would also like to thank all of the colleagues who gave up their time to honestly reflect on the current issues and to consider how these issues can be improved, and most importantly, to have their honest opinions actually documented in the report. That can be quite a brave thing to do, and I thank them for that. Alongside the work already done, this report hopefully provides some useful pointers of where to go next. But most importantly, it has to be regarded as not an end unto itself, but the start of an initiative that will revolutionise music making in Wales. Thank you very much.